This is a short taste of Rashi for the morning. The Torah says that we have to bring all these materials for the Mishkan, and it lists all the different materials at the beginning. And there's one pasuk that contains a few exotic ones: Utchelet v'argaman v'tolat shani v'shesh v'izim v'arot elim adamim v'arot chashim v'atzei shitim. So this v'arot elim adamim. So what are those? So adamim, Rashi says, okay, this is simple. Tzvuot hayu adom la'achar ibudam. These were skins of elim, of rams, that were dyed afterwards. But then he says, v'arot chashim, what are chashim? Rashi says, min chaya, v'laita ele l'sha'a. V'arbe gvanim hayu l'kach mitorgam sasgona shesas u'mitpa'er begvanin shalo. This is some kind of wild animal that only existed for a short amount of time. We don't have it anymore. We don't have a tachash anymore. I think it was very big. And it was a very special animal because its coat, its skin actually was several different colors. It was multicolored, this tachash. But then the last part, a little bit more famous, Vatzei Shittim. They had cedar wood. They had big, long trees that they used to make the Mishkan. And Rashi says, how did they get these? There are no cedar trees in the Midbar. You can't just find them. It wasn't like an animal that they had or that they found or that they would carry with them in from Mitzrayim. So where did they get these? Peresh Rabbi Tanchuma, Yaakov Avinu Tzafa Baruch HaKodesh HaTit in Yisrael Livnot Mishkan Bamidbar. והביא ארזים למצרים ונטעם, וציווה לבניו לתלה ממהם כשיצאו ממצרים. Yaakov Avinu knew that they were going to need them to build the Mishkan when they left Mitzrayim, so he brought them to Mitzrayim, planted them there, and then told his children, his descendants, that they should take them out when they left for Mitzrayim. So a few amazing things about this. Number one, you can imagine the Jews in Mitzrayim basically cultivating this garden of cedar trees. They don't even understand why. They just know that they need them when they leave. And then the other thing is, when they leave Mitzrayim, it's an amazing thing. They leave Mitzrayim, they say they're going for 3 days. They say that they need to go quickly. But they're carrying these huge cedarwood trees. And they can't even explain why. No bread, but they have these huge, long, beams. So, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Shavua Tov.